Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Hey. First things first.
So, we need to go back a little bit. And by a little bit, I mean about 9 years. Then Chief Justice Mokgweng Mokgweng spoke about the imminent need for the digitization of the judiciary. He spoke about how, well, we shouldn't really still be using paper trail and paperwork in courts, and that people should have access and be able to track how courts are performing via their phones. Mm-hmm. This was 2016. In 2018, 2019, when he was delivering the progress of the judiciary, he brought this up again. And then he even made a revelation that he had been offered 600 million rand by a private organization led by an individual so that we could modernize the judiciary. He said he turned it down with the contempt it deserves. In fact, these were his words. Listen to this.
So what we have decided to do as one of the major issues or developments to be factored in the way we do things is to modernize courts. And that, of course, depends on funding. I may have mentioned it to some that I was approached by somebody to offer in 600 million rand so that we can modernize. But I know that person. I know that institution. I rejected it with the necessary contempt because that's how capture happens. We don't want to be funded in the middle of the night, however people may posture as benevolent givers of assistance.
Now, whether or not you believe him, that's up to you, right? Because Mtabisi Jonas also told us he was offered 600 million by the Guptas, and some people don't believe that. Anyway, last week, on this very same show, we spoke about Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana now, speaking about how political parties should be funded privately. We had that discussion ad nauseum. And then, on Friday, this is what President Cyril Ramaphosa had to say. Listen to this.
Money is getting tighter and tighter because our fiscal situation is challenged with the lackluster growth of our economy. So the revenues that come into government are becoming slimmer and slimmer. However, we do need to empower various arms of the state. Parliament is one. Judiciary is one, and the executive, of course, plays a leading role of the arms of the state. So money will be made available, and of course, to the extent that we are able to mobilize the resources as we grow the economy, the judiciary will have the money, and they will be in control, just as Parliament is in control of its own budget. They will be able to embark on infrastructure projects, administrative capability, training, and all those without having to always go and ask for permission.
Now, we need to be very clear about what the president said here, because he's very good with words. The president has not said that this money would come from the private sector, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What he just said was that the judiciary would be able to utilize their budget without going to Treasury.
Yes.
But if you listen to what he said before that, he also did say that the revenue streams that the government relies on are running dry. So then the question would arise, where would that money come from? I'd even go as far as asking, is it necessary, right? Why can Treasury not just factor in the judiciary in their own budget? Why does the judiciary need to operate and have autonomy of their own budget?
It's an important question, but when we speak of the president and the call for the independence of the judiciary, essentially for them, it's not necessarily a funding conversation, but to be independent of the justice ministry.
Yes.
So they want it to be separated and see to their own affairs. And unfortunately, the administration of justice is costly. So I think it would still mean that funds must be mobilized and fairly allocated to the judiciary, but not necessarily through the justice ministry, where they go cap in hand to ask the justice ministry for the funds. So Treasury must prioritize them independently, as they would do with Parliament. So that independence I agree with, but funding them privately would be problematic, I think, if we had the private sector funding the judiciary, I think it would lead to the same problem we spoke about last week, where they would be beholden, in as much as we know they are independent, but it would be a problem. It's best that Treasury take on that responsibility. It is their function. We cannot delegate to the private sector that which is the core function of government.
You see, now that makes sense, right? Because if you look at the three spheres of government, you've obviously got the executive, right? The legislature, which is parliament, and then the judiciary. These three should operate independently.
Yeah.
But if the judiciary has to then go through the ministry, then essentially what it means is the head of the executive is in charge of the judiciary.
Yeah.
Because if the head of the executive so decides to constrain resources, then the judiciary can't operate.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see?
Yeah.
So that makes all the sense in the world.
I agree, because when you think about how the NPA, for instance, has been complaining over the years that in certain instances they are unable to do their work because of lack of funding, now when you have that level of independence, it makes life a little bit easier, or should, in inverted commas, make life a little bit easier for them.
Mm.
So I agree with this. It makes sense.
Now, here's the thing, right? The reason why we have things like the PFMA, for example, is because public funds must be managed in a certain way. This is our money, at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just sign a blank check and then go willy-nilly and say, okay, gratis. You can't do that.
No, so excuse me. We can't be the same people that are complaining that people's matters, especially the important matters, are never brought to book if we are not saying, here's the money. Go and do what you need to do. If niyahluleka with the funding, then that becomes a different conversation. But if every time you're bungling case after case after case, you're going to come back and say, but we don't have enough resources, then that becomes a whole other conversation.
It does. But we must also have the conversation of potential thievery and pilferage when you just sign a blank check. Because that does happen. Think about it. If this can happen in local governments, it can happen at national governments, it can happen at Chapter 9 institutions. Think about the last public protector, how many times you took her to court because people were saying that she's mismanaging funds. Mm. That's just one office. How much more now an entire judiciary? Because, be honest with me, do you believe that there's not an innocent soul? Sorry, there's not one soul there in the judiciary who is perhaps, what's the word I want to use? On the straight and narrow. So,
look, I think there should be mechanisms as far as management of how the monies are being used. Obviously, you can't just leave them to their own devices, but the government influence and control should be limited, especially when it comes to things like approval of certain appointments. I mean, look at the NPA as an example. The president decides who becomes the NPA, and will the NPA ever say, we are investigating this wrongdoing by the president? So that proves that without independence, well, these institutions are teethless, pretty much.
Not to mention, by the way, that the National Director of Public Prosecutions, ever since we started as Democratic South Africa, there's not a single one that's ever completed a term. Mm. Not a single one.
You see?
We've had like seven. Ziyakhala bonke. But yeah, that's a story for another day. Let us know what your thoughts are. Judiciary. We'll call it independent funding for now because you're not certain that it's going to be private. What say you?
Good morning, Seize the World. So on first things first, now my question is, where is the money coming from? Vela pele mali if I suki with treasury, meaning it's coming from obviously some very heavy pocket, efumileyo, who's going to then do whatever he pleases with the judiciary. We are captured, man. Hey, this country, suga.
Now that is a good question, but in the president's defense, the president didn't say that these funds are going to come from an individual. He just said they'd be made available. That's very vague terminology, because, I mean, available from where?
Hey, welcome. It's overdue with the judicial system to be digitized and employ technology in combating a crime. Justice, it's been delayed. Look at the case I sent. It's going for 10 years now. What more case? You might find that it's over 10 years.
Mm. Now, on the issue of capture, I'm going to go into deep waters now.
Mm.
Do you believe Saul Lukuthi, Imantji, for example, which is a magistrate, that's what they call Nisizulu.
Yes. I was about to ask, what's he?
Yeah, Imanji, okay. Oijaji, yeah. Abafumbat.
Of course they do. They have to. There's no way you're in that kind of a situation, and at no point are you ever tempted.
They're human.
You are human.
Mm. They're human. They've got problems. Human. Some have financial problems. Yeah. Some are living beyond their means. Ooh, some have side girls. You know what I mean? They're human. They're also fallible.
Now, it goes even beyond that. Think about prosecutors. Mm-hmm. Because these are people that make sure how strong your case is in order for you to be able to defend yourself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen a case and you go, man, how could the NPA just bungle a case so badly and so poorly?
Mm-hmm.
Time after time.
Do you ever think that maybe that happens on purpose?
Hey,
of course, with Omotoso. With Omotoso, come on. Even the judge said.
No, get Mbuza. That's why I said it's deep waters. I'm here to ask questions. That's all I'm asking.
What could be the good first date, you know? Mina Angzwanga Nix, I only heard Rams when he says money keeps getting tighter and tighter. And it made me think, you know, it made me think, Uguchi, yeah, it is tighter because it's in the wrong hands. You know, it's in the wrong hands. This Angzwanga Nix, in all honesty, but South Africa's money is in the wrong hands. And Tina, as taxpayers, you know, loyal taxpayers, we keep footing the bill, you know, we keep footing the bill. Yeah, your uncle and they're irrelevant. Oh, as money is tighter. Wow. Thanks to taxpayers, we have to foot them up in. Wow.
When it comes to South African institutions, accountability is not there. The number one is lying. There's no money, dying up debts. These people are scamming us. And there is no accountability in South Africa. If you look at our infrastructure in South Africa, it tells you a lot about accountability. Caesar is right. If they give them money, especially, they're going to steal it. Let's put it blindly. Since they are corrupt, that's why you see people with money, they never go to prison. The poor are quick to go to prison. Even people who are accused of things they never did, they are in prison now. So I don't know why they claim so much, but my problem is that they find them, have their own budget, but there is no accountability. That's why you say their heads have been changed 7 times, because there are no accountability. And Mokhen was right. There are people who are they're ready to fund you so they can control you.
One last question. Hmm. I suppose it's a statement. We also don't use money wisely in this country.
Mm-hmm.
We took 1.5 billion rand, right? Allocated it towards a state capture inquiry. Just one inquiry. Whereas we could have taken that money and allocated it towards these much needed funds in the judiciary. The person that chaired the inquiry ended up being the Chief Justice.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen nothing from that. No prosecution successfully, nothing. That 1.5 could have gone a long way.
Aren't we also supposed to be doing an imbizo, a national imbizo?
700 million. You know what this thing is like? This thing is like, Saul, Imotiami is breaking down. I can see the cars breaking down. I take the money and I go buy new rims.
Literally.
Pretty much.
Mama Marim was coming with, they spinning, nation, they spinning. God, Njini, ifile.
Manje bavulela ama investors nje imali nje independence kanjani. Ay, la ngeke kusaboshwa umuntu. Useyoboshwa imali ya manje. Bavulela bo Elon Musk ukuthi beze nale Starlink and do as they please. System will favor them because he would have injected a lot of cash in whatever it is that they want.
Uncle Sizwe tala wayisho le ndaba ukuthi le country rene animal farm. Some animals are more equal than the others. Yes, now. One love, happy belated, Putsizwe.
Thank you very much. Injalo, okay? Injalo. Money talks, all the other stuff walks.
This independent fund is very much questionable because who is going to be controlling these funds? Who's going to have access to these funds? And the public has been complaining, and the NPA or the judiciary have been complaining that amakhesa semuva, we have a backlog in this. So what if this person or this independent fund is a person who now wants to fiddle with other cases so that they can be thrown out? So a lot, Jay.
does not make sense.
Yes, and it's all good and well that you want to digitize the judiciary, right? And we should, because, I mean, we're living in a digital era. But can we at least get some transparency with this? Because in King Awuti, Lamzansi isn't just it, they're always done, you know, behind closed doors. And then the next morning, we wake up, there's new ministers, wake up, there's raids, we wake up, there's funny things. Can we, the public, know, Obuti, where's the money coming from? Because it's, the likelihood is that the judiciary is going to be captured by whosoever is going to be funding it. So let's get some transparency in this.
Mm. Look, you know, a lot of people always say, Caesar, you like chaos. It's not that I like chaos, but my duty, Wungwashisa, here on Caesar World, I need to open up your eyes, I need to ask the right questions. If somebody comes out and they say, right now, the state is tapped out for funds. In other words, the state is broke. Then they say they're going to make funds available to a judiciary, though. And that's going to happen independently. You've got to ask, where are those funds coming from? That's all. Just ask the right questions. And then look out for any potential conflicts. Just like if somebody comes out and they say they're going to go on a countrywide tour, right, asking for some kind of feedback about whether they should start a party. And then 2 days later, all of a sudden, they're starting a party. You can go on a countrywide tour in 2 days. Nonsense is nonsense. You must ask questions here. Come on.
When you talk about judiciary and this whole system, yellow. No. The president was wrong. Those people are pimped up. They've got all the money in the world. But the problem is that they are greedy. Secondly, they always want to find a way of doing things their own way that will favor them. The latest is Bonhoeffer Tooyi, when Action SA went to protest against her and what she said in parliament. I think this whole thing is because of this capture. Now they want to run around and say there is no money, but it is all on this capture, judiciary capture.
Eish.
Yes, and it's all good and well that you want to digitize the...
Yeah, you've heard this one.
We all know what happens when private funders come into key strategic institutions. Remember that guy from Stedis who allegedly died, and then he wanted to fund the NPA to investigate his case? And we all know what happened after. Nothing ever happened to him. No investigations whatsoever. So that's what's going to happen.
That's funny.
When I imagine Cyril is lining up things for himself when his term elapses. Remember, he's also got cases. So if he's got control, I think he's going to buy in as well. Putting some money in there when he's got control, or he has a bit of leverage because of the contribution, it's going to be difficult for them to prosecute him.
If
you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.